Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Has the authority of the Lord Jesus been diminished over the past two millennia? Sure, he beat hell and death, and sometimes it feels like they've come back and come back with a vengeance. Now, I know we walk by faith, not by sight, but I'm no longer content in saying, well, it will all work out somehow. Yes, I do believe Romans 8:28. It states, and we know that all things work together for the good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. That's New King James. I've noticed the conditional aspect, though. It's not just all things work together. There are three things that stand out to me. One, the verse starts with, and we know. That requires knowledge. Number two, this is to those who love God, and that's a big one. And number three, the finale, to those who are called according to his purpose. This is not an excuse verse. You know, it's okay, God make all things work out. It's quite the opposite. This verse requires knowing, it requires loving, and it requires calling based on his purpose. This is much more complex than saying, well, I guess whatever happens was meant to be. This isn't passive, it's active. And this verse gives you the confidence to act. The outcome may not always be what you want, but the promise, if you know, love, and are called according to his purpose, that somehow, some way, whether you see it at first or not, God Almighty has decreed over you that whatever happens will be for your good. Now, that's powerful. I share this because a long-term friend has released a new book that I think directly connects the truth of Romans 8:28. The title is Analyze and Execute, and one of the two authors, my friend, Dr. Thomas Schluter, pastor of Kingdom Gate in Arlington, Texas, joins me in the Pirate Money Radio studio to talk about his new book. Welcome, Dr. Tom.
It is good to be with you, Kevin. It's a tremendous time. I appreciate how you started this off. Because when we look at those passages, we seem to just kind of draw it into this personal love relationship with Jesus, which is, we all have a love relationship with Jesus. But we say, well, because of that, it's all going to work out. Well, it's going to work out because that person we have a relationship with is crowned as king of the universe. And he has released an authority not only to bring us into relationship with him, but he's released an authority that is meant to be demonstrated through us into the world. And we can carry that out, obviously, with prayer. We can carry it out with our actions in society or whatever else. But when he says, all things will work together for good for those who are called according to my purpose, well, his purpose is to be instruments for his kingdom. His prayer is, my kingdom come, my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And he's expecting you and me and everyone listening to be the ones that carry that mandate into the world.
Oh, and I love it because your book really says that well. Analyze and execute. Recently, I read it. I love the concepts. I love the direction. I see two perspectives. One of those is military and the other is legal. And I think your book works in both.
Yeah.
Let's explore, what does analyze mean?
Kind of an interesting thing with that. Back in June of last year, I was not intending to write another book at all. I had finished a book called Tribunals. We can refer to that here in a little bit.
That also has military and legal.
Well, it has that because it's a military court. It's called a tribunal. But when we started labeling it a tribunal, my wife Kay, who is with us in the studio here, we were hearing this word, and we didn't know what we were to do. I hadn't heard the word. She heard the word, because we had gotten this revelation from the Lord, and I had checked it out with Chuck Pierce, who is here in the Glory of Zion area, and he said, Tom, that's exactly what you need to do as a network. And I said, well, tell me what it is. And he says, the Lord will show you. And so we were on a trip down in Laredo, actually, and I was telling them what the Lord had revealed about us being the authority of the Lord on earth and gathering together as people, as intercessors, to carry out that mandate. And we didn't know what it was supposed to be called, and Kay was the one who says, I'm hearing the word tribunal. Now, immediately, I thought of a military court, but we were just talking about our good friend Nigel Bigpond.
Right.
And she said, well, I wasn't thinking military. I was thinking indigenous people.
Oh, okay.
You know, because tribes would get together to determine the direction of their tribe, where they're supposed to hunt the buffalo or if they're going to go to war or whatever they're going to do. And we were so influenced by Nigel Big Pond, but also Jay Swallow. And we heard about the fires and, you know, the seven fires of the Sioux Nation, for instance. And all of a sudden that flooded into us and we realized we need to bring people together in order to carry out what God wants to release into the earth. And not just begging and pleading with him, but somehow making sure that we can hear his counsel and release that. So the military aspect of that would be, or a tribal aspect would be, we need to hear what needs to be released, come together as a council and release it. And let it manifest in military action. I know military doesn't always go with people that think of prayer, but it's very essential to it. Now, you asked the question, but last June, I wasn't wanting to write another book, and I'm just in my private time with the Lord, and he said those three words, analyze and execute. And I said, what do you want me to do with that? And he says, well, that's your next book. And I said, okay, well, I guess I can start on it. He says, no, you're going to start on it right now.
Wow.
And I'm going to give you what you need to release into it. And that book, and you can see how big it is.
Yeah.
It was self-published through, you know, Amazon and all of that. But that book, we had that come out written, printed, and out in the field in less than 2 months.
Wow.
The Lord just downloaded it.
That's what happened with Pirate Money, by the way.
You had mentioned that.
It was written in 2 weeks, and it was out the next month.
Yeah, yeah. And the co-author, this Lisa Windahl, she was the one that the Lord started. She is a, she does draft work, legal draft work. And I'm not going to give her history right now, but she does that as a living. She's done it for 35 years and just filled with the Lord's Spirit. And in the middle of the night, about at that same time in June and July, the Lord would wake her up and she'd start giving these decrees and declarations. And she said, what am I supposed to do with these? He says, well, write them down. And then one of her friends said, well, you need to meet Tom Schlieter. And I said, well, who's Tom Schlieter and what's the Texas Apostolic Prayer Network? Just meet him. We met and it was like an explosion because she realized that the analyzed part, the understanding that the Lord gave us was, I'm going to give you a word. Now, you can put this even in the context of scriptures, Kevin. When he gives, like you wrote, you just read Romans 8:28.
Right.
What he spoke to us, he says, I want you to analyze that. And what he meant by that is, I want you to meditate on it. I want you to dig into it. I want you to hear what I have to say about that verse. Don't take it at just what you've heard in the past or what has been your typical teaching from the pulpit or in a Bible study. I want you to hear what my opinion is on that verse.
Analyze it.
And once you have analyzed it, now execute it.
Well, on the analyze, I got a couple of things. One, it's legal research, and you just confirmed that from your co-author. But I also think of Sun Tzu, The Art of War. And The Art of War says you have to know yourself and know your enemy.
That's right.
And then you'll win every battle. And I thought, maybe in this context, and I think you just confirmed it, is understanding what God's word says in relation to your situation. Yeah. And what you're seeing around you. So it's situational awareness that you're analyzing, but you're also analyzing heaven's perspective on it. In other words, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. We know what the earth situation is as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Exactly. Exactly. Let me, I'd mentioned this and just as we were talking before we started here, one of the endorsements that was given to the book was by my really good friend, Don Crum. He's with Leadership International. He works a lot out of Washington, D.C., but he lives here in East Texas. And he read it. Matter of fact, when I talked to him, let me see, that would have been in October. The book had just come out about a month before that. He says, Tom, I've already read it four times. I can't believe what you've written here. And then he wrote this endorsement, if I can read it. Yep. He said, analyze and execute. God's strategy for the ecclesia, and we can talk about what that means, to govern. It's not just another book. It's a weapons-grade practical manual on high-level spiritual warfare, an important principle and concept taught to our U.S. military officers in learning global warfare is strategic assessment is prerequisite to tactical advancement. See, that's what we were talking about regarding like analyze.
Right.
Okay. He goes on to say, prior to advancing, strategic assessment is the all-important process of intelligence gathering and other preparation needed to execute successful military actions against an enemy force. Analyze and execute is an excellent warfare manual that helps us make correct battlefield assessments.
Wow, that's fantastic. All right, we're talking with Dr. Tom Schlieder, who is the author of Analyze and Execute. There's so much practical application for your life in this book. So I'm going to recommend that you get a copy of it. But we're not finished with Dr. Tom. We've got more when we come back right after this break. We'll talk about the church.
Every day across the globe, big business agendas go unseen by investors. Things that go against your core values and beliefs. It's time to know your investments. Abortion. Alternative lifestyles. Gender and identity confusion. If you believe in protecting marriage and life, children, innocence, guarding masculinity, restoring families, defending religious liberty. Invest with your values. Before investing, carefully consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company. This and other important information can be found in the fund's prospectus. To obtain a copy, visit timothyplan.com or call 800-846-7526. Read each prospectus carefully before investing. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, and we talk about money a lot on Pirate Money Radio, and there are only three things you can do with your money. You can give it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. Here at Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions that support all three areas in a way that promotes liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile, it's a mobile phone company. They support the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and operates on both Apple and Android phones. More information about the Economic War Room, Pirate Money Radio, and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. And we've been talking today about a new book, Analyze and Execute, with Dr. Tom Schlieder. And we have the opportunity to understand what it means to analyze your situation, analyze what God says about it, and then execute God's purpose, God's will, God's authority in your situation and in our nation. And Dr. Tom, you've got in here at the beginning of this, you've got the term ecclesia, which is used, translated usually church, but I looked it up. I looked up what it is, and you know what I got from AI was immediately they said, oh, ecclesia is the word translated to church, and it's used so many times in the New Testament and everything. And I said, can it relate to government? And boy, that unlocked AI. Yes, in its original and primary classical context, ecclesia refers specifically to government and legislative assembly. Tell us what ecclesia means.
Amen. I was looking up the passage here. It's actually in the Passion Translation. And, okay. Well, let me just say, in the Passion Translation, the Matthew 16 passage where Peter has now confessed who Jesus is as the Christ. And, you know, Jesus says to him, this was given to you by my Father. You know, that's a revelation only from him that could have been given to you. And he says, now on that revelation, not on Peter himself, but on that revelation, I'm going to build my church. Well, the Greek word there is ekklesia. It always amazes me that Jesus, who would be speaking Hebrew and or Aramaic, is using a Greek term to describe what's going to be the development of his people on earth. Why would he do that? Well, because the ecclesia in the Greek and Latin cultures was understood as a gathering of people together in order to figure out, kind of goes back to our last session, to figure out, to analyze where we're going to be going, and then to implement that, to legislate it, to execute it.
It's very active.
It's very active. It's a very active word. It has no connotation there of being a synagogue. It has no connotation there of being a building on the corner of First and Main, downtown in your town. It has none of those connotations. It has a connotation totally as an assembly in order to bring forth God's kingdom. Okay? That's where we have missed the point on this in such grievous ways, because when we put it into a limited form that is on the corner of First and Main, for instance, it doesn't mean those churches have been wrong.
Right.
We all grew up with that. And we've done mission work, we've done service work in our communities, and all of that.
But it all seems passive.
It's very passive. Or it's going to include just those people that are called to that ministry.
Right.
You know, not all of you are called to go to a mission trip to China. But, you know, some of you are going to serve in the choir. Some of you are going to serve in Sunday schools and whatever else. But the meaning of ecclesia does not limit that. It says every single one of my people is a member of my ecclesia, which is a legislative assembly of my people to go and bring forth, again, we've mentioned it several times, my kingdom and my will on earth. Okay? And that is the basic principle of the ecclesia.
Well, okay. What I picture from that is ambassadors. 2 Corinthians 5:20 talks about ambassadors, or strangers in a strange land, 1 Peter 2:11. In other words, we're part of the kingdom of God, and we have been assigned on this earth to the ecclesia to bring his kingdom to this earth.
Yes.
That's the way, after I read your book, that's what I took from it. And the way, who was sovereign over Jerusalem at the time of Christ? It was Caesar.
Exactly.
But he used Herod and Pontius Pilate. They were ambassadors and they represented him. The ultimate authority, though, from an earthly perspective, was Caesar. But what they did was they carried decrees from Rome to Jerusalem.
Yes.
And I want to discuss decrees. We're going to have to take another break, but I want to discuss what it means to bring a decree from heaven and to make it as an ecclesia in the earth so that thy kingdom comes, thy will is done. How do we get their decrees? We'll be talking more of this when we come back after the break.
Gold holds its value far better than the US dollar. Let's see what happens when I go in this sweet shop and pay with gold.
Can I pay with gold?
Find out how much it costs.
Do you know why I'm even using gold?
I do not.
It holds its value over time.
Yeah.
But it's a bit difficult to spend, isn't it? Do you take this?
Yes.
That's MasterCard. Yeah, but this is, I'm actually going to pay with gold, believe it or not. Using this. That's my MasterCard and it's linked to my gold wallet. So let's just watch that. Authorizing. Yeah, add a tip.
Thank you.
So this is your store?
Yes, sir.
And how much gold did I pay?
0.2243 grams.
Yeah, success. Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And I'm joined by Dr. Tom Slater in studio. He's got a new book out, Analyze and Execute. We ended discussing that in Jerusalem, Pilate or Herod represented Caesar in Rome, and they would bring decrees. Caesar would say, this is the decree. They would bring it, and then they would execute it. What are decrees?
Decrees are exactly what you just described. A lot of people don't believe that as people of God in the church that we can make decrees. That is something that God does. Well, it is something that God does. What's interesting, if you go to Job, it talks about you will decree a thing and it will be established. Well, what does that mean? As I've done a word study on that passage, why the translators use the word thing, I'm not quite sure. If you will decree a thing, in the Southern it would be thing. But if you decree a thing, it will be established. Why do they use the word thing? Well, it's because they're pulling the thought from the first word into the second word. Because if you look at the translation, it is basically saying, if you will decree that which I've decreed, it will be established. In other words, you just mentioned Rome. If the emperor decrees something to Herod, Herod is not going to turn around unless he wants to be on health, you know, end his life really quick. Mm-hmm. Or let's put it into a better context, Pontius Pilate.
Right.
If Pontius Pilate is given a decree, he dare not change that decree. He's going to decree what the emperor decreed, okay? So in the church, in the ecclesia, we just talked about that, and I'd found that passage, and it simply says it's a legislative assembly, okay? If the church is receiving an order, and the order can be Scripture itself, and is given that, then it is up to us to re-decree it, to represent it, okay? Sometimes the decrees are going to come through the referencing of a Scripture passage. Sometimes it's going to come through maybe a revelation that is given to us in our spirit, okay? I had mentioned to you in the first segment about how the Lord said, analyze and decree. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, you're going to write a book. When? Now. And I knew that I had to carry that out. That's rendering the decree. The decree is typically spoken, but it also infers action. In other words, you're going to execute something. There's the analyze and execute. You're going to bring it into reality. You're going to carry out the orders of the king, okay? Anytime the king, our king, gives an order in Scripture and says, this is my order, I've already settled it, then it is up to us to make sure that that gets reintroduced, represented, decreed into the earth.
Now,
By a legislative body.
Which is called the ecclesia.
Which is the ecclesia. Yep. That is our responsibility. Problem is, go back to what I mentioned in the last segment a little bit, is that we tend to say, well, that's the pastor's job. Okay? No, it is the ecclesia's job. In other words, every person has been given authority by Christ to be a legislating his decrees into the earth. Okay? Now, I believe with all of my heart that it's very important. If I'm going to get something that I know needs to be decreed, you know, I might need to check this out with my friend Kevin to see if he has any confirming with that or if he agrees with that. Because if two or three agree on something, then we know it really needs to be released.
And it has to line up with God's word.
And it has to line up with God's word. It cannot be something that is contradictory, even though the word itself, analyze and execute, where are you going to find that in a passage? It's not, but the concept of it is in the Scripture, okay? And therefore, we can know that that's what God wants us to do, okay? He wants us to analyze his word that he's given us, and then execute it. Let me give an example of it. I don't know. I think we got enough time. Chuck Pierce, I mentioned him earlier. He said on certain issues, we spend too much time praying on an issue. Let that be a hook into your next segment.
Yeah, it does. I get that. Sometimes we spend so much time when we've got God's word, we know exactly what he wants us to do. We know what needs to be done, and we just want to be passive. Well, if God wants it, he'll bring it to pass. No, God wants us active. He left us active in the church. We're his hands and feet. We're his body, and God left us with authority. We're seated with him in the heavenly places, and we're here on the earth to execute his purposes here in the earth. We'll be right back after this break.
Oh, hi, I'm Kevin Sorbo. And I'm here to tell you about coffee. Well, not really, but I'm going to use coffee to illustrate my point. Here we have several different coffees, each with its own unique characteristics. First, we have instant coffee. This coffee pretends to be coffee, but it's not really coffee at all. It's a fraud. Plus, it tastes terrible. I'm out. Next, we have woke coffee. Their coffee actually tastes pretty good. Until you find out that when you drink it, you have to admit that you've oppressed other coffees in the past. Insanity. I'm out. Next, we have big tech coffee. Now, these guys used to encourage folks to share with others what they thought about their coffee. But now, if you say you don't like big tech coffee, they'll take away your coffee pot. I'm out. This brings us to Patriot Mobile Coffee, right? This is one big cup of truth and freedom. There's no fraud here. Patriot Mobile is America's real Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile gives back millions of dollars every year to organizations that are on the front lines fighting for our freedoms. Patriot Mobile offers the best nationwide 4G and 5G coverage on the same networks as the other major carriers. So you'll get the same great coverage along with 100% U.S.-based customer support while knowing you are supporting a company that shares your conservative values. Switch to Patriot Mobile today by visiting patriotmobile.com or call 972-PATRIOT.
Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
You know, sometimes money solutions require action on our part. You have to go out and work for it. Sometimes it requires prayer. Sometimes it requires understanding what God's will is and getting in line with God's will. That's the basis for the book Analyze and Execute. And I want to share what I learned from this. I learned that the kingdom of God operates on legal principles. We first must learn the will of God regarding a matter. That's analyzing. Then we must exercise his authority by decree. That's executing. God said, let there be. And it was. And whether it's light or man or whatever God created, he did it by decreeing it. Now, what role do we have in issuing decrees? We know it must be based on his will. We're not casting spells. In fact, that was one of the favorite lines I found here. We're not casting spells. And the difference to me, when I read that, casting spells is me trying to impose my will on somebody else. Oh, here's a love potion, and I'm going to make you love me. No. We don't do that. Christians don't do that. It's not biblical. But finding out God's will and executing his will on the earth, that is biblical. That is absolutely what we as a church are called to do. So my question to the author of this book, what is the legal format that we should use when we're issuing decrees?
Okay. Let me hook back to our last segment, because I told you that there are certain things that are decreed in Scripture that all we need to do is come into agreement and decree it. Okay, we can just simply decree if God has established something, if he's done something. Let me give you just a basic on this. God said he has saved the world through the death and resurrection and ascension of his Son. Amen. We can decree that to other people, and that decree brings them to salvation. It causes faith to arise in them. Okay? I know that's oversimplifying, but
faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Exactly. See, hearing, that's the important part here. Now, hooked back into the last segment, I was mentioning that there are certain things in Scripture God's already determined. And my friend Chuck Pierce had written something, and it's been swirling in my spirit for the last 2 weeks. But he said, sometimes we pray too much on an issue that has already been determined. Let me give you an example. In today's history, what's going on right now, okay? Everyone probably knows this, but Iran is what used to be Persia, which used to be Elam, E-L-A-A-M, okay? At the end of Jeremiah 49, he's giving a prophecy, and he's talking about Elam. And he's talking about how he's going to destroy the leadership of Elam. Okay? He says, I'll bring disaster on them. My fierce anger is going to be coming against them, and they're going to be wiped away. But the last verse, it says, but it shall come to pass in the latter days. Hello, that could be us.
Could be.
I will bring back the captives of Elam, says the Lord. But prior to that, in 38, he says, I will set up my throne in Elam. I will set it up. I will set up my throne, says the Lord.
Wow. Wow. I met a lot of Persians at CPAC recently.
I did too.
Chanting and screaming and everything else. They're so excited about the potential. Yeah. I mean, this is a great nation. The Persian people are great people.
Oh, they're beautiful people.
And Cyrus, king of Persia, and all of that history. You're right. So that we can declare,
we can declare
it's right there in his word.
We had a meeting today at our church. We call it a tribunal. It's where we gather people from all across this region and just ask the Lord, what do you need us to decree? That was a lot of what we just simply decreed. We didn't pray hours on, Lord, what do you want to do with Elam? What do you want to do with Persia? He says, I already let you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to establish my throne there. I'm going to be there in the midst of those people, and I'm going to... Iran is the fastest growing church in the world right now. Millions of Christians. He's establishing his throne. If you look at their ancient flag, not the one with the Islamic stuff on it, but their ancient one, it's a lion with a sword in its paw. Hello, the lion of the tribe of Judah. And then on the imperial flag, it has a crown above it. And I'm just thinking, man, that flag is showing Elam, Persia, Iran, what God's about ready to do.
I saw that flag all over Grapevine, Texas.
Yes.
Everywhere.
We both
everywhere
did.
I went. And you know, what you said there is so powerful and important. I could pray every single day, oh Lord, please save me. Oh Lord, please save me. Oh, but the word of God says if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, you shall be saved.
Yeah.
It is a matter of confess with our mouth, which is a decree, and believe in our heart, taking an action there, and you get saved. You can beg God to save you day in and day out and never get saved. Yeah. You actually have to analyze the situation and execute it, and then you find salvation. Yeah. So it requires a decree.
Yeah. Lord, I am looking at your word, and it says, if I will believe in you, and if I will confess that with my heart and with my mouth, you'll save me. So I confess it.
Amen.
I execute that. And that is the beginning of salvation. Okay? That is when it all starts.
So you can pray too much.
If you're
really just praying, begging, or taking that passive thing, like I mentioned, Roman, oh, God will take care of it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Oh, Lord, please. Instead of taking God at his word and believing him, and acting on it.
The absolute that we have to follow there, Kevin, is we have to get into his word. We have to get into him. And we have to say, Lord, what is it that you are releasing? What do you want me to hear? What do you want have revealed to my heart from your word? Not just read it because, hey, it's really kind of a neat thing to maybe read through the Bible. You know, I've done it. I can't tell you how many times I've read through the Bible now.
Right.
Well, reading the Bible means nothing if I'm not going to allow that passage to fly off the page and hit my heart and say, okay, Lord, why did that fly off the passage and hit my heart? What do you want to tell me about this? And I bring it into my heart, into my spirit, but then it can't stay there. He wants it activated. It somehow has to be carried out in my life, in some action. Now, that could be in a person's personal life, or it can be in a corporate setting of the ecclesia or the church, or it can be in governmental settings, okay? If for instance, and I believe the Lord does that with our national leaders, with the president or governors or legislators, the Lord will give them wisdom, give them revelation. Well, he doesn't want them just to say, well, that was kind of a neat idea. What do you want me to do with that?
Yeah.
See, you mentioned Cyrus. Cyrus, total unbeliever. There's no evidence at all that he believed in God, okay? At the same time, God says, you're going to release my people.
And he did.
And he did. And
he decreed it.
He decreed it, exactly. He analyzed that word, I guess, and executed it.
You know, I think about this because a couple of things. One is I've got a file on my computer. I file everything. I keep lots and lots and lots of email.
I can imagine that.
And in my file, I have one that I've been putting Iran emails. I wrote at DOD for the SecDef back in 2010, the Iran study, the Department of Defense. I'm watching them actually execute the plan that we did. That's up on the bookshelf behind me.
Wow.
But I wrote the economic warfare piece of that. But I put on my file Iran on the brink. And I wonder why is it called on the brink? What are they on the brink of? Destruction? Are they on the brink of? I think it's on the brink of a revival awakening in Iran. I think it's going to happen in China. I think it's going to happen in North Korea. I think it's going to happen in these places that we've called our enemies if we will do our part and decree it. So I'm interested in learning the decrees we can use. But I also think about one of the biggest battles of our lifetime is the pro-life battle.
Yeah.
And you read, God says, I knit you together in your mother's womb. God says, choose life, not death. We know where God stands on this issue.
Yeah.
Why are we not decreeing that? And because the Supreme Court decreed in Roe versus Wade. Well, you know what? Their authority is less than God's authority.
Exactly. Exactly. That's where you break through into the most powerful revelation you can have as a son or a daughter of God through Christ Jesus. When you realize that the really Supreme Court is what is governing all things, and if you can get into that relationship with Him who is the leader of that court, then He will give you the decrees that will knock down every other judgment that has been made on earth, especially judgments that are purely contradictory to God's will and His desires. I don't know if I shared this with you when we last saw each other, but this happened about 3 months ago now, with Isaiah 33:22. I don't know if I'd mentioned that to you.
No.
But it's the passage that our Constitution is formed on. Okay, it's the Constitution. It says the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our judge, and the law is our, I just lost the last one.
He's our lawgiver, he's the executive authority.
Yeah, he's our king. He's our lawgiver, judge, and king.
Yep.
And the Lord brought that passage up to me and wouldn't let go. It's what I just said. It came off the page, and I said, what do you want me to do with this?
Well, we're going to have to cover that when we get back from the break. But I want to hear how God's word is the basis for the three branches of government that we have here in America. It's all coming together. Our founders understood this. They knew it. They read the Bible. They get it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with one more Analyze and Execute segment. We'll be right back.
I'm outside Babe's, which I'm told is the quintessential chicken restaurant here in Roanoke, Texas. Let's go and see if we can buy the food in here, chicken with gold.
This is gonna be the fried chicken.
This is unbelievable. How am I gonna fill this in? I seriously actually don't know how to begin with this. This is so overwhelming. Do you think I can pay with gold?
I don't know, you may have to ask the cashier. I don't handle it.
Can I pay with gold? But actually, you said I could pay with this? Okay, I'm gonna pay with this, but I'm gonna pay with gold. So look at the price of gold going up. That's pretty cool, yeah? Right, this is Babe's, yeah?
Yeah.
How much gold did I pay? Gold, how many grams?
0.26.
Quarter of a gram of gold. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Success! Bought with gold, paid with glint.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And for those of you who don't know, Pirate Money Radio is based on my book, Pirate Money, which it talks about using gold and silver as money again, which is something we should probably decree because the Federal Reserve System has not provided honest weights and measures, and God's word demands them. Good news, support for this program comes from Glint. It's a financial technology service offering with a debit card and mobile app that enables users to access gold holdings, their gold holdings, for everyday purchases. With Glint, users maintain ownership of allocated physical gold, which is stored in a managed vault. At the time of a transaction, gold is sold in real time to cover the purchase amount in local currency. Glint offers an alternative way to store and use the value, combining gold and silver with modern payment infrastructure. Glint clients can monitor their gold balance, view transaction history, and manage their accounts through the Glint app available on major mobile platforms. More details about how vaulted physical gold can be used as money are available at glintpay.com/gold247. Again, that's glintpay.com/gold247. Glint provides access to gold for modern spending. And we're talking about the decrees, God's word, God's will. One of God's wills is that we use honest weights and measures whenever we conduct transactions. And in America, we abandon the gold standard, which God talks about gold. Gold is eternal, by the way. It outlasts this earth. It's on the streets. It's asphalt in heaven, but it's something God created and did. And from the beginning of time through Genesis all the way to Revelation, gold and silver and sometimes copper are used as money. And one of the things we've done is we've violated God's purpose. And we're talking with Dr. Tom Schlieder. We're talking about analyze and execute. I know God's heart on this. He hates unjust weights and measures. He hates that people are cheated by money that's losing purchasing power year after year.
Amen. I agree with you. And I'm going to do a little promo for you here. You gave me the book. I devoured it. I've got Glint. I'm all set. But please, people, we need to understand what Kevin is releasing here and what this revelation from God is regarding weights and measures of the gold standard, because all the gold and silver belong to him.
Amen. 100%.
Okay. If that's his possession, why would he not use that as the basic economy of how we do things on earth? Okay. Not through paper or other methods, but through gold and silver.
I think that's why governments reject gold and silver, because they know it belongs to God, and they want to be God.
They want to control it.
They just like Satan from the very beginning, I will ascend my throne above that of the Most High God. Governments, that's why communists hate God.
Yeah.
Is that they say, we've got to be the ultimate authority.
Yeah, we're the ultimate authority on this.
Well, how do we address this? All right, so there are legal requirements for enforcing the decree, and we only have a couple of minutes here, but jurisdiction and venue, spiritual authority, and it cannot be vague. Dive into any of that.
Okay. Well, let me first off go to where on the last segment, we were talking about Isaiah 33:22. Let me read it. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. When he brought that to me, I didn't know why, but I knew what it was. It is the basis of our Constitution, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch of our government.
All three.
And I said, Lord, I know that. I've been preaching that, been teaching that. I've been doing this in my pulpit for a long time. I'm a follower of understanding our principles and the foundation of our nation. And he says, yes, but that's my principle for government. That's my principle, not just for your government. It's my principle. And I said, well, what do you mean? You need to understand that I've given my ecclesia the ability to be executive, to execute.
Oh,
okay.
Executive, execute. Look
yes.
at that.
Now, what's interesting is I was talking to a friend of mine out in California, and he said, well, it's kind of like the president does an executive order. And I said, that's it exactly. He says, but wow, isn't this interesting? When we do an executive order based on what we've heard from the Lord, it won't get wiped out in the next administration.
No.
The courts can't
overrule it.
And they can't overrule it.
And the Congress can't change it.
And the second thing is, you are to be legislative. You are to legislate. I have given you my law, now legislate it in earth with your decrees and your declarations. And then you can also judge it. You can determine with your decrees if something is out of alignment with what God's purposes are. Now, segue back to the economy and everything else that you were just talking about. If we're seeing, or the abortion issue, if we're seeing something that the courts have said, this is not the way to do it, we can judge that and say, no, that's not God's plan.
All right, when we get back from this break, I want to talk about the 10 or so issues that we can be addressing with executive orders straight from God. We'll be right back.
Washington said paper money opens the door to every species of fraud and injustice. Jefferson said paper is poverty. Hamilton said to emit an unfunded paper as the sign of value ought not to continue a formal part of the Constitution. The founders hated paper money, so they put a pirate money clause in the Constitution for our state to use. Learn more at transactionalgold.com.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
If you want to understand God's will for your life and your situation and our state and our nation, your family, then you need to study His Word. You need to analyze it. You need to understand the spiritual principles involved, and then you need to execute them. You have a responsibility, like an executive order. Before the last break, that's what we were talking about. And we've got Dr. Tom Schlieder here, who is the author of the book Analyze and Execute. And I want to talk about decrees. And by the way, there are some very specific decrees that you can make in this book. If you want to have power in your prayer life, one of the ways to do it is take what you hear from God and then decree it in the earth. But here are some areas that I wrote down, and you tell me if there, you know, how we decree among them or if there's others. But I wrote down abortion, outreach of the church and salvation of the lost, freedom from sin, our international situation like Iran, life, sex trafficking, physical needs met, food, health, etc., exposing the darkness and corruption, money, honest weights and measures. I got all those from your book.
Yeah.
What should we do about them?
Well, we need to execute those. We need to execute those decrees. Kevin, one of the greatest problems that we've had is we have a very ignorant church. You know, we've heard this from our friend David Barton and from others. You go back to the founding of our nation. I mean, there were sermons on election day. There was the message of the cross, the message of the Bible was very predominant in the foundation of our nation. Now people, pastors don't even preach these things anymore. They just, you know, want to make their people feel good, try to get through the next week. But we need to set foundational principles. Before we can make a decree, for instance, about abortion, have we even preached about the evil of it? Or have we preached about what life is in God's eyes? If we're going to preach on taxes, have we given them an understanding of what the economy is meant to be through God's eyes, not through the Federal Reserve, but through God's eyes? How is that supposed to be determining our lives? And once we get that, we can then make some decrees or declarations into it. And that goes with every one of those issues that you brought up. A lot of people don't even know what they can decree about their sin because we've watered down sin so bad, we don't even think we're sinning anymore.
If we say we do not sin, we deceive ourselves.
We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Well, God is going to reveal his truth, and if we don't understand that, we're in deep trouble.
I want it revealed here on this side of heaven so that I can deal with it. I don't want it revealed after that.
Yeah, at the judgment seat.
Exactly.
Exactly. And so every issue that you brought up, whether it's international, whether it's our local government or federal government, whether it's schools, all of these issues. We just mentioned before, Jim Garlow is one of our friends, and he's done an excellent job with his book, like Well-Versed, in going through like 30 plus issues and what the scriptures teach about every one of those. I read that one as fast as I read your book because it was so basic, and we just don't teach it anymore from the pulpit. We're afraid we're going to lose the money. We're going to lose members if we get to...
I'd rather lose members and money than lose the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
So let's not offend the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
Let's not grieve him.
But I think part of this key is, let me make a real quick distinction between just what we're saying with decrees, sometimes declarations, or just prayer. God wants all of us to pray. He said, ask, seek, and knock. We have to have that kind of relationship with him, where we're not looking for decrees to make. We're just saying, Lord, I want to be one with you.
That's relationship.
That's relationship, okay? When we get to the decrees, out of that relationship, he may reveal something to you regarding your child or something, and you now know what you can decree over them, okay? I have it's a long teaching. I can't even begin to do it. But in the Garden of Gethsemane, and here we are on the day when we celebrate that, okay? The disciples said, he said, watch. And I believe he wanted them to watch him pray to Dad.
Wow. Wow.
And
that's
we need
so
to watch
good.
Jesus.
We need to watch Jesus.
So we know what to pray.
Amen. All right. So where do people go to follow you? How can people get a copy of your book and follow what you're teaching?
Well, the book, all of my books are available under Tom Schlieter in Amazon. You can also go to my website. It's www.tomschlieter,
spell it for us.
T-O-M, and then S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R, all one word, no space, .com. And that'll bring you up to our church and also our statewide prayer ministry.
All right. Some of you will leave us now, and to you we say God bless from Kevin and Freeman and Pirate Money Radio. If you're following us on podcast or American Family Radio, stay tuned. We've got one more segment with Dr. Tom Schlieter. We'll be right back. Here's a $10 bill. It's got the picture of Alexander Hamilton on the front of it. You know, it's kind of sad. When I was 10 years old, everything that I could buy for a dollar now costs about $10. That's the cost of inflation. It's just paper. It's not backed by anything. You can't exchange it for gold and silver. You used to, but you can't do that anymore. And that's unfortunate. You know, pirates wouldn't accept this. Pirates, they wanted gold and silver. patriots, the founders of this nation, also wanted gold and silver coin. In fact, they put a provision in the Constitution, 17 words, that said states could only make gold and silver coins tender within the states. That's why I wrote this new book, Pirate Money, Discovering the Founders' Hidden Plan for Economic Justice and Defeating the Great Reset. It will explain exactly the history of money and exactly why gold and silver coins can be made modern with new technology and a useful monetary system. PirateMoneyBook.com.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And we're in our bonus segment for AFR listeners. And I want to ask, I always ask, this is my main question that I ask in the final segment. We just got 3 minutes left. What gives you hope?
What gives me hope is that I worship the King. And the King has ordered his universe. He has already determined victory. We move from victory to victory. We're not down here begging him to please let us win this thing. If you've read the book, we win this thing.
Amen.
Now we got to go through the horrors of life, but God is still our King and our Savior. And my hope is that if I can get connected with him in a relational way, covenantal way with him, then he will release to me what, and release to all of us, what we need to hear in order to speak life into the world that we live in, whether it be our family, whether it be a church, whether it be school or our nation or anywhere else. That's what gives me hope. He's in charge and he has never left his throne.
So we started with Romans 8:28,
yeah,
and we're right back there.
So
what would be your favorite scripture? What would you say?
I've got it right here.
Okay.
My life scripture is Exodus 19, verse 6. Kind of a strange scripture, but it's become my life scripture. It's where the people of Israel have arrived at Mount Sinai, and God is now giving the message to Moses what to tell them. And we need to understand, everyone at the foot of the mountain is not just Israelites. There were Egyptians down there. There were Nabataeans. There were other people that had come out of Egypt. And he says to them, all of them, you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. And of course, all the other people. He repeats that in several other cases, even up into Revelation. We are a kingdom of priests. Peter talks about we are a kingdom of priests. That's what sets the foundation for this book and others that I've read or written, because we understand the priesthood. That's our ability without any other mediator, no pope, no pastor. We can go directly to Jesus as a priest on behalf. I can pray for you as a priest before God. Okay. The king part is what we know we forgot or we don't activate. That's where we execute. That is, he gives us the ability to be kingdom people and to bring forth his purposes on earth. That is the very heart, I believe, of the kingdom gospel. We are, and that's the first time he uses priest in the scripture.
And what's the passage again?
Exodus 19:6.
Exodus 19:6. That's so powerful. And yeah, it does match. This is a great book. Thank you for writing Analyze and Execute. Yeah. If you're listening, go to Amazon or go to his website and order a copy of this, and you'll get the decrees that you can read over your family, over our nation, and we'll see changes happen, because it's like you issuing an executive order with greater authority than President Trump has, because you're using the authority of heaven.
Exactly.
All right, if you have questions, prayer needs, or comments, email us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com and pray for America. Pray for the world to return to God's principles in 2026. Decree God's word over this earth. Listen wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, etc. Share this with your friends. Check out piratemoneyradio.com. This is Kevin Freeman, joined by Dr. Tom Schlieder for Pirate Money Radio.
Arrgh. Arrgh.